Good morning. You find me outside the Silverstone Museum again. There is a virtual reality experience coming in to do with the likes of Alberto Ascari. There's more information inside right here, and there are a couple of friends along the way. So, let's get in, all right? Stairs we go. Cop a look at a Mercedes on the way. Lovely.
So welcome along. We're here to talk about a very, very special exhibition that I hope you're going to get a chance to enjoy today. And I hope you will enjoy it. And I have just enjoyed it. And I'm just a little bit...
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Crofty. Happy birthday to you.
So, with this kind of experience, it's something very different to other experiences that I have seen in the past.
I really wanted to bring up to life an icon in the motorsport sector. Alberto Ascari is really also now the only Italian twice world champion at the wheel of a Ferrari. He was a fearless driver, but also very humble man, and his life was really incredible. With this kind of fate, which was the same between his father and himself, he won consecutively 9 Grand Prix, one after the other, which is something really incredible. His father always told him not to drive with the number 26. He didn't even like the number 13. Incredibly, 26 is the double of 13.
Yeah.
He couldn't like do anything. It was an absolute no when he saw a black cat. When he left Ferrari, because he was racing for Ferrari, and he joined Lancia. Lancia, at that time in the 1950, created this incredible car called the D50. It was really, really famous. And he had to race at Monaco Harbour. And what do you think was the number of that car?
26?
Yes. Oh. It was the 26.
In terms of getting that all right, what was the biggest challenge just to make it all work?
First of all, understand Alberto Ascari. This experience is a story-based. It's not a gimmick. We never start from the technology. Never.
No.
So we wrote the story, and like in the story, we understand, okay, we want to create a story that is really like very authentic. Mm. That's why we recreated the Ferrari cars inside, and also the Alfa Romeo that was driven by his father, and the, all the sounds, the vroom vroom, are authentic Ferrari vroom vroom. And now we could blend them all together because we use a multiplayer mixed reality, because we wanted people to do a pit stop. They have to see, you know, all the other participants. But then we wanted people like to be very immersed and to be back to the 50s. And that, so we created this docu-film and virtual reality,
yeah,
interactive, where you can like move around.
Yes.
But also we wanted to be, have authenticity, right? So we bought the videos and the images from the 50s, and we put them together in the immersive space, creating these kind of portals, like kind of Quentin Tarantino. Today is the UK premiere. So for tomorrow, it will be for 1 year at the Silverstone Museum, which is, we're very honored, to be honest, and in the immersive sector is really rare.
Probably the most affecting looking thing in the world. Yeah, so you don't go pressing those buttons, so we give you instruction, so everyone gets started in sync.
I've got two buttons here, Italian and English. Oops.
Have you pressed the button?
I did. I thought you were talking about on the headset. Oh, that was embarrassing.
3, 2, 1, English. Here we go. Excellent.
Oh, God. It's a... I'm supposed to get these things. It's not working.
Yeah.
How do I get it on? Uh-oh. Oh, dear. This is not going well. I can't even lift the wheel. This wheel's not coming up.
Grab like this.
Oh.
put it on. Oh, so you're in the oil now. The fuel. And your heat response is to keep the number on the windscreen.
Oh, this oil tanker shouldn't be here. Oh.
Did you finish?
Yes.
Wonderful. What was your time?
1:59.
Great. You can stand back when you want.
That was a really good experience, immersive and emotive understandings of Viscari. And I didn't realise that virtual reality can sometimes make you a bit of a prat. It's like, I didn't know really where I was going. But if you ever do this, one thing to remember, pinch the wheel from the middle. If you didn't learn anything from this video, learn that one, okay? Right, Hashchap, it's your turn. What do you expect from doing this pit stop?
Carnage, explosions, it'll definitely be slow, and who knows really? Maybe a tire in the face.
Henry's having a go now. If you want to know his time, 1:40. 19 seconds faster. Next up, simulators. Oh, that's a nice little detour. Well, apparently these simulators are being used for the very first time, so I'm breaking them in. Oh no, I'm in the Aston. Oh, good luck. In the end, half tenth of Brendan Blake, but my goodness. Just absolutely insane. Whew. That was good fun, though. I think he might have caught a glimpse of it earlier, but here it is a little bit closer up. It's Lando's first car he drove at Silverstone. So I don't know whether or not it will get out in different videos on the matter, but apparently Crofty was in the background. I crashed a couple of times into a car, and I think he was going like, "Who's driving Fernando Alonso's car?" And I'm like, oh dear, is that how I make my first impressions with Crofty? Well, I mean, if you are Fernando Alonso, you have to leave a space, and I wasn't being left a space. So that's my justification. I'm sticking to it.